Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Vice President Kamala Harris back in the United States this morning after a trip to Guatemala and Mexico, her first foreign trip as vice president. This morning, we're told that some of what she said on the trip, her answers, those answers have White House insiders perplexed.
And I don't understand the point that you're making.
You don't understand. How do you think I feel?
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
The United States southern border with Mexico is not the only important issue that matters to the world.
Really? Like what?
Is there anything that the National Forest Service can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun?
Anyways, the key to this plan is the giant laser. It was invented by the noted Cambridge physicist, Dr. Parsons. Therefore, we shall call it the Alan Parsons Project.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome back to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. We're just talking about the fact that nobody will go back to work. And somebody called and said they want to just, this is a backdoor way to raise the minimum wage. I think 917 has a better analysis. It's more sinister than tweaking the minimum wage. Democrats led by the squad want universal basic income. It's their dream, and this is a way to get people hooked on it so that it will never go away. They'll just have to change the name. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. People are going to be very angry when they're not going to be paid $23 an hour anymore, and they're going to be expected to go back to work and go back to their previous jobs, whether it's, you know, punching a time clock or working on an assembly line or at a garage or wherever they work, or cold call as a salesperson or anything. They're not going to want to do that. It's going to be hard to get them, a lot of them, back to work. 844-500-4242. We'll take a couple more calls, then we're going to move on. And this is an unfortunate day in Massachusetts. Something that happened, we knew was going to happen today in the State House. The legislature meeting in joint session, they call it the Constitutional Convention, they voted to put on the ballot a proposal in 2022, next year, to increase the income tax from 5% to 9%. They say it's only going to be on millionaires after $1 million, but what always happens in these cases, and you can go back in history and not recent history, in places like Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, all up mainly on the East Coast, they try to put this through, and then what happens is the supply of millionaires immediately fails. And it's not by death, it's by flight, economic flight. And so what they say is, oh, well, you know, we didn't get $2 billion. That's the projection. We got, $1.2 billion. So what they do is they say, well, we're going to have to, you know, just for a couple of years, or you know, we're going to have to lower the threshold of people who are affected by the millionaire's tax to people making, $70,000. That's the way it works. Do they really think people are going to stick around and pay the extra tax when they can move to New Hampshire, Florida, Tennessee, Texas, other states as well? It's not going to happen. Or, I mean, you don't even have to move. Just get your income down below $1 million for the first year or two, and then you don't have to pay. And then you just keep working it down as the level keeps falling. And they keep saying, I was just reading the State House News Service running copy on it of the debate. There was no debate, really. Just people made pro forma statements, and then they had the rubber stamp vote. But they keep talking, well, people are for this. People are for this. The polls show they're for it. You know how many times this has been defeated at the polls? 5 times by statewide referendum between 1962 and 1994. They tried to push it through. This SJC knocked it off 3 years ago, off the 2018 or the 2020 ballot. So they failed six times to get this through. But now they say, oh, everybody's for this. It's just making millionaires pay just a little more money. The most egregious example of what this kind of nonsense can cause was in New Jersey a few years back. There was a guy, big hedge fund guy, lived in he was in New York, and he lived in New Jersey. I think his name was David Tepper. And he's now a neighbor of mine in Palm Beach, if you see where this story's going. So he was paying $50 million a year in taxes in New Jersey. As soon as they passed the millionaire's tax, he said, see you later, alligator. And he moved to Miami, Florida. He now, again, he decided he likes Palm Beach more than Miami. So do I. And so they had to redraw the New Jersey state budget when this guy checked out, because they lost $50 million bucks like that overnight. And they don't think anything's going to happen. I mean, I don't know. Bob Kraft probably is not going to leave the state. But, you know, what about Abigail Johnson? She doesn't have to stick around here. She owns Fidelity. She's worth $10, $15, $20 billion. Does she have to stick around here? I don't think so. And, you know, those are very high-profile people. What about the people who aren't so high-profile? Just people that are making $10 million bucks. Why would you pay an extra, I don't know, $2 million bucks, another 250, 300,000 a year. If you can just move everything down to Florida, all you need is 6 months and a day, or just move up to New Hampshire, 6 months and a day. 844-500-4242. That's the 617 says the escape tax on people leaving Massachusetts is coming. They make it really tough for you though. When you say I'm checked out, they'll send you this form you have to fill out, and you have to show your utility bills, your driver's licenses. They say, do you belong to a church in your new state? And can we see the canceled checks of your contributions to your new congregation or parish, unless your name's Kennedy. In which case they don't do that, but this is the future. So it went through very easily. The State House News Service says the vote was 39-2 in the Senate, but it must be 38-2 because there's not 41 senators, and it was 121-39 in the House, and there's only, I think, 31 Republican members in the House. So that means 8 Democrats in the House voted with the 31 Republicans. So of the 160 or so Democrats in the state legislature, all but 8 voted to screw everybody. And that's what it is. And the other thing too is they said it's only for transportation and education. That's total nonsense. There's no law. There's no way to put the money in a strong box. That's like sunsetting. You know, they keep saying, we'll only, you know, if we don't need the money, we'll get rid of the tax. They said that about the turnpike. When they built the turnpike in the 1950s, they said, once we pay off the bonds to build, that we're going to sell to get the money to build the turnpike, we'll take down the toll booths. So did they take down the toll booths in 1998? 1988, excuse me. Now, some people will text in and say, well, they have taken down the toll booths. Yeah, so they could put up transponders. You're still paying money to ride on the turnpike. Remember 1989, I guess, the Dukakis Massachusetts miracle was suddenly on the verge of going bankrupting the entire state. Some of the VIPs here remember that. And they said, well, we're going to need to pass a temporary income tax surcharge, only 18 months. Do you know how many months it took to get the temporary surtax of 6% down to 5%? 360 months. This is going to be permanent. This is how they plan to keep the hackerama going. I wrote a whole column about it. You can check it out at HowieCarsShow.com. And I talked about what the money is being is going for. It's going for illegal aliens. It's going to pay the racist who was texting about the Westie whites, meaning the white people who live in West Roxbury, paying her $117,000. It's going to pay the illegal alien from Lawrence that just pleaded guilty to stealing $25,000 in Medicaid funds, mass health funds. It's going to pay the $132,000 pension of the state retired state cop whose brother was a state rep and who's just had a kid almost drown in his pool. It goes to pay the $80,000 or $100,000 salary of the state trooper who was charged with beating his wife over the weekend and was such a nice guy, nice husband. He was planting empty alcohol bottles behind her car to convince people she had a drinking problem. This is what the money's going for. I just was reading the testimony, the statements today. We need more money for the MBTA. Do you know how many members of the Bulger family retired with full pensions under the age of 50? That's what it's going for. Relatives of gangsters, people who ran as straw candidates for elected hacks back in the 80s are still getting pensions. That's what the money's going for. They're going to squander it. They're already squandering the money. 844-500-4242. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. Yeah, and we still and not just moving out of state. We'll be scouting all the places we're going to be moving to. When you're on the move this summer, my advice to you is take your Raycons with you, the best wireless earbuds on the market. They have the best colors. They don't have the dangling wires, and they give you the best sound imaginable. Whatever you're doing to, wherever you're going, what are you listening to these days, Taylor, on your Raycons?
A lot of doo-wop these days. Fleetwoods, Marcells, Platters, those guys.
How about the Coasters?
The Coasters were good.
Yeah, they're not your kind of group, though. They're more novelty, aren't they?
They're a little bit novel. I mean, they had Charlie Brown. That was their big hit, right?
Yeah, there were a lot. They had a lot. Actually, they had a lot of hits. Or I like the classic rock. I like the Kinks, the Rolling Stones, Little Feet, anything from the early 70s to the very early 80s. Whatever you're listening to, though, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. You get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of the other premium audio brands. Raycons look great and they feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. As you go around, whether it's to the beaches or to the lakefronts, whether it's to work or to a workout, you're going to be listening to your Raycons all the time. And with other brands, you have to worry about charging all the time. Raycons batteries, however, have 24 hours of power. 24 hours. That means you don't have to worry about recharging them every day. Maybe you can get a whole weekend without recharging them. It's great. Raycons are the best all the way around. Listen up. Raycons offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you've got to do to buy it. Make sure you have them in your hands before you go on vacation this summer. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Carr Show. You won't regret it. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
The Howie Carr Show.
Wherever you go this summer, take your Raycons with you. Raycon wireless earbuds give you crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands and are built to go wherever you go with seamless Bluetooth pairing and up to 24 hours of battery life. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Whose fault is it that Americans would rather collect than go back to work? Lazy people or politicians?
Politicians.
87% say it's the politicians.
All right. 917 says, the people who think this is temporary, have they already forgotten the 2 weeks to flatten the curve? That's a very good point. That's a very good point. One of the Republican reps, Brad Jones, mentioned, too, that, you know, after the temporary tax increase under Dukakis back in 89, in 2000, the voters put another question on the ballot, and they repealed the tax in 2000. It took 17 more years, which, and the ballot question wasn't until 11 years after it was supposed to be repealed. So, I mean, this is permanent. And they're saying, oh, no one's going to move out of the state. No one's going to move out of the state. Right. And Senator Bruce Tarr, the Republican leader in the Senate, said between 1993 and 2018, the state experienced an accumulative net outflow of $20.7 billion in taxable income. $20.7 billion has already left the state. And they think it's not going to, oh, it'll never happen. 844-500-4242. I'll read more of this as we go along. We got full lines here. I'll take some calls. By the way, there's another thing going on tonight. The Republican State Committee is having a meeting, and it's going to be a real shootout in the lifeboat. It's in Marlboro at Apex Entertainment. And, you know, there's been this dispute that we're going to try to throw Charlie Parker and Lieutenant Governor Pay-to-Play Polito off the executive board, so it would make it easier for Jim Lyons to get his way. But he didn't have the vote, so that's not coming up as a motion for the whole committee. And now they're trying to throw this woman from, I think, Ludlow or Chicopee off because she said she was against gay marriage, and they're using that as a tool, a cudgel against Jim Lyons. And they're going to try to get the various gay groups out there to the Apex Entertainment to protest and say, you know, Republicans shouldn't stand for bigotry. And there's all kinds of stuff going on out there. It's going to be nasty. We'll deal with it more tomorrow. It's kind of inside baseball at this point, but there should be a lot of acrimony, even more than usual, in these Republican meetings. You know, it's like they used to say about academic fights. They're so vicious because the stakes are so small. Those academic faculty lounge fights, this is what this Republican State Committee meeting is going to be like tonight. And we'll talk more about it tomorrow. But I'll read you some of these quotes as we go through this hour about the income tax increase, an 80% income tax increase from 5% to 9% on people making over $1 million. They're not going to increase it for another probably 6 or 7 months after, you know, it goes into effect in 2023. Tricia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tricia.
Howie, how are you today?
Good.
All I want to say is a couple of things about the unemployment. It's definitely politics, all the Democrats. Of course people want to get back to work. Feeding them $300, my take on it personally is that they give the illegal aliens everything in this country. Hand them a check. Give them this. Give them that. Let them ride on a plane without an ID. Everybody gets to do everything. Then, when they throw the American people a bone, give them $300 a week, why the hell would they want to go back to work? It's totally Biden and the Democrats. They handled it completely wrong. Donald Trump would have said, hey, this is the end of the road. Let's cut this thing off. Everybody's going to have a job, and people would already be back to work.
Right. I agree. But again, they're trying to get people dependent. You know, it's like they used to say the drug dealers. You know, the first shot is on the house, the first joint is on the house. And that's what they're doing here. I agree with that earlier texter who said that they're just trying to get people acclimated, dependent on a government check, and they're not going to want to go back to work. 8445. Thanks for the call, Tricia. We'll be right back. We'll take some more calls, and I'll read you some of these some of the debate points from the House and the Senate meeting today in Constitutional Convention, as they call it. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let me just read you a little bit of this this debate. These are from the Republicans. This is Brad Jones from Reading. Not one of my favorite guys, but you know he made a good argument here against you know increasing the income tax 80%. Only on millionaires, though. Remember, in 2000, the voters said they wanted a 5% tax rate. We substituted our government, our judgment for theirs. 17 years later, we got to 5%. In 2000, the voters said they wanted a charitable deduction, and in 2002, we substituted our judgment for theirs. We still don't have a charitable deduction today. I find it curious that we stand here today taking this issue up when we have $5.2 billion sitting in account for us to spend. Revenues for fiscal year 21 budget are exceeding the wildest expectations with some $4 billion ahead of where we thought we would be. This is Senator Tarr from Essex County. 24% of all state income taxes are already paid for by one half of 1% of state taxpayers. We are now putting a significant part of the state budget on 20,000 people. 20,000 out of 7 million are paying 24% of the state income taxes. This is what they've been talking about in New York City, in New York State, that that if they keep raising taxes, all their money is coming from an even higher, it's even a higher percentage is coming from an even lower percentage. And they're all just going to leave, the ones that haven't left already. They're doing huge amounts of trading via the internet out of an old hotel in Palm Beach. They've just moved everything down there. And they're not paying any income taxes to New York anymore. The same thing is going to happen here. We are now putting a significant part of the state budget on 20,000 taxpayers. What do we know about them, says Senator Tarr? They are highly mobile, sophisticated, and have the ability to do something called out-migration. I would say the way to avoid taxation is not only to move out of a state physically, but also move your assets out that might be taxed. And then I mentioned the numbers earlier. In regard to out-migration, possibly because of our current tax policy, according to the Internal Revenue Service, between 1993 and 2018, this state experienced an accumulative net outflow of $20.7 billion in taxable income. $20.7 billion has already left the state. California, in 2012, enacted a measure in many ways similar to this one. The legislature said, we're going to get these rich people that get above $1 million. What happened? Well, behavioral responses of those in that category eroded 45.2% of the expected windfall, the increased revenues, in the first year. By the second year, 61% of those revenues were gone. So then you have this nitwit O'Day from Worcester. And here's how he begins his, he's for the thing. Thank you, Madam President, meaning Spilka, the Senate president, for allowing me to come before the microphone this afternoon. I know I have my mask on. Okay. In case you were wondering how smart the guy is, he's still wearing a mask. Okay. You say he's never run a business. He's never run anything. Massachusetts is known for its world-class education system. Yeah, it's working out great in the city of Boston. You've seen what a bunch of wunderkind they have on the school committee. Yet crumbling buildings, oh, the crumbling infrastructure. Large class sizes, cuts to essential programs is the reality for students in many of our districts. How much are they spending in Boston per student? $27,000, I believe. I certainly know it is a reality in my district. Massachusetts is a hub for innovation, yet 500 of our bridges are structurally deficient. Remember those statistics that we pay? I think $160,000 per mile. It's four times or five times the amount they spend in New Hampshire, which has obviously more snow because it's further north. So we're spending more money than any other state in the union per mile for the roads. And this guy is talking about structurally deficient bridges. Our regional transit authorities face service limitations. Remember, again, I told you about all the bulgers that went out in their 40s at on full retirement with the 23 years and out. I know it's no longer in service, but there's still a lot of people that are on that. They only have to work 23 years and they get a full retirement. The MBTA struggles with inadequate funding every day. They didn't cut any services when they were all through the pandemic when they were running. I think the commuter rail was running at 10%. Of former capacity. Commuter rail, 10%. The subways, rapid transit as they call it, was running at like 25-30% of capacity. And regional transit authorities, what about the one down in New Bedford, that guy that was stealing all the money, the state rep? What was his name? George Rogers? What was his name? No, that was...
John George.
John George. I'm getting him mixed up with George Rogers, who also went to prison.
We won't get into those stories.
George Rogers is still in prison, I believe. No, not George Rogers is dead.
George John Rogers, Rogers is dead. John Rogers is out.
He is out?
Yeah. He's back to running his ice cream stand.
He ran the transit authority down in New Bedford. When the feds went in, they found he was stashing cash, jewels and Rolex watches in various safe deposit boxes throughout Bristol County. Maybe that's why the transit authorities are running a deficit in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. I could go on just talking and talking and talking. I'll take some calls. Cheryl, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Cheryl.
Thanks for taking my call, Howie. I wanted to ask your opinion and thoughts on... There's a group of us in this country and all over the world who are unable to take vaccines.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that? And
well, I don't think anybody should be forced to take a vaccine. And I know that they're down in Houston. Fox was talking about it today. There's been stories about it. There's a big hospital in Houston. I think Houston Methodist Hospital, something like that. They're going to force people to take vaccines. I think there ought to be a class action suit against that, Cheryl.
Well, I agree with you. And plus, in the cases of many people like myself, can't take the vaccines. I'm told that I have to wear a mask at work because I am not vaccinated, but yet I have repeated negative tests.
I don't know what to tell you, Cheryl. I mean, it's this is all ridiculous, and I'm sorry you have to go through this, but I don't know. You gotta get yourself a lawyer. I think that's the only answer I could tell you, and just try to get them to or try to make them come to their senses. This is ridiculous. What's going on, Russ? You're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, we have witnessed this con job before when they created the sales tax, when they created the lottery. In countless times over the years, they've raised fees, fines, and taxes.
Right.
Massachusetts is a corrupt state. Beacon Hill refuses to conduct an overhead evaluation analysis. And Howie, what gets me is there is insufficient outrage by the people of Massachusetts over this corruption.
No, you're right, Russ. You're right. People aren't paying attention. And that's why, even though, again, the voters have turned this down five times and the Supreme Judicial Court has turned it down once, and yet they think the people are so dumbed down now that they can finally push this through. Here's some more from this idiot O'Day. You're not going to leave a state that has beautiful beaches. Huh? Florida doesn't have beautiful beaches? And guess what? Florida, you can go to the beautiful beaches 10, 11 months out of the year, as opposed to 3 months in Massachusetts, that has strong educational facilities. I go back to the Boston Public Schools. Also, businesses earning over $1 million, in my estimation, are not small businesses. This from a guy who's barely had a real job, let alone run a business, signed a paycheck. All of us here today want to help small businesses. Again, these are the people who stood by and did nothing in the legislature while Charlie Parker destroyed thousands upon thousands of small businesses. This is like, again, I come back to the old story about the guy who murdered his parents and then threw himself on the mercy of the court as an orphan. They stood by while the parents got killed, and now they're claiming they're orphans. direct recovery funds your way, and this surtax only applies to those earning over $1 million a year. The investments will lift our economy into equitable recovery by addressing racial inequalities. Oh, boy. And the racial wealth gap that hold our state back from its full potential. It will help us avoid further cuts to transportation. Again, one reason that they need all this money for the MBTA is they didn't make any cuts. What business, small or otherwise, would suffer a 90% cut in patronage by the paying public and not make any cuts? That's the MBTA. And now we're supposed to pick up the tab? A majority of voters support the Fair Share Amendment, and it is backed by more than 100 community, faith, and labor groups. Community, faith, and labor groups. Do you think they have their hands out? We can alleviate the economic burden on our low-income residents, middle-class residents, our most vulnerable residents, and our future generations. Oh, oh. Brian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, Howie. I thought you might get a kick hearing of this. So I live and work in New Hampshire, and my boss actually lives in New Jersey. So what he does every week, assuming he's not traveling, is he hops in his car early Monday morning, drives to the office, works, lives in a hotel Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night. Then on midday Thursdays, he hops back in the car, drives back to New Jersey, and then works from home on Friday. So talk about a wonderful situation. Just travel like 400 miles or whatever every week, and you pay zero income tax.
I think I would find a place in the Granite State. You know, it's kind of crazy. Thanks for the call there, Brian. Officer Mark says, 1993, that's the year I fled to New Hampshire. So nice not to be paying income or sales tax. And 603, I'm smiling because anyone that agrees with this crap will pay in their final minutes. Yeah. That's Bruce from the Mets. 201, Howie, my well-heeled friend left Bergen County, New Jersey for Georgia 5 years ago, saves well over 100 grand a year in taxes. I know. But you're missing the beautiful beaches. Oh, my God. The beautiful beaches. Yeah, right. Summer is a time for excitement, whether it's leaving your worries behind and going on vacation for a few days or just leaving your comfort zone and trying something new today with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is the great food delivery service. They deliver right to your doorstep. You don't have to worry about the supermarkets, crowds, Karens, masks, social distancing, any of that stuff. You get great food delivered right to your doors. You can try new dishes without the usual hassles of cooking something for the first time. No puzzling over complicated directions or hunting down ingredients you'll only use once. Then you know what, you know how that is. You know, when I moved out of my house, when I sold it a couple of years ago, I found spices, little jars, bottles of spices. The metal top was actually rusted. It had been that long since I used it. You don't have to, that's just a waste of money. Right, Taylor?
Yeah, there's so much stuff that you wouldn't otherwise get, but you know, it's a great addition to whatever recipe you're using. This week I had the maple crusted chicken with chili flakes. It was very, very good.
Maple crusted. You can never go wrong with anything named maple.
No, you can't.
It's like bacon.
Next week, we've got bulgogi coming in. I know you were a fan of that, right?
Yes.
And I'm looking forward to that. So, yeah, we get it every week. We've got a great plan. We love it. And people should really give it a shot.
Hamburger that has cheese mixed inside, not just on top, but inside. They got all kinds of great ideas like that. HelloFresh offers you more than 27 meals to choose from each week, and with new recipes constantly being added, so there's always something new to try. They have luncheon meals, breakfast meals, 10-minute lunches. They have low-cal, vegan, every kind of meal you could possibly imagine. There are meals for every for different dietary lifestyles, as I just mentioned, and they're inspired by different cuisines, all kinds, Korean, Italian, Spanish, Mexican, everything. Even the quick dinners and 10-minute lunches, perfect for switching things up. And usually, if you only have two or three people in your household, there's going to usually be enough left for another meal the next afternoon or the next evening. The recipes come with pictures, easy-to-follow directions, and pre-measured ingredients. Each dish is easier to make than the last. They're all great. They're all great. I love those cheeseburgers, and I love the chicken with the nice crust on them. Everything is great with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 to get 12 free meals across four boxes, including free shipping on your first box. That's code Howie12 at HelloFresh.com/Howie12. Most of the listeners who've tried this have told me when I run into them at the remotes how much they love HelloFresh, and you'll love it too. I'm Howie Carr.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
People are amused by that guy O'Day talking about the beautiful beaches in Massachusetts. He's from Worcester, by the way. Is he referring to the beautiful beaches on Lake Quinsigamond? I didn't think Polito allowed anybody onto those beautiful beaches because it would interfere with her keggers. But 781 Beaches, Crane Beach, that's on the North Shore, still requires a daily pass, and non-vaccinated have to wear a mask. Even if you're a member of the trustees of reservations, those are the ones who run the beaches, they can take Massachusetts beaches and shove them. Here's another one. Here's another one from a guy in Rhode Island. He says that the beautiful beaches, ha, ha, ha. I remember people saying that about Rhode Island when I was a kid. As an adult, when I heard that, my response was, you don't leave Rhode Island much, and that's very hard to do. That's a joke. It's a joke, but it's also true. 844-500-4242. By the way, did you see the ProPublica? That's this left-wing website. Did you see they got the leak from the Internal Revenue Service about all the billionaires' tax forms? And, Jeff Bezos, he has good accountants and lawyers working for him. So does Warren Buffett. Amazing statistics. There are no violations of the law. They're just doing everything they can to minimize their taxes. And someone says, what a coincidence. They passed this thing in the legislature. I think it has less to do with what's happening in Boston and what's happening in Washington. I mean, they're still pushing. They're losing momentum and steam, but they're still pushing for much higher income tax rates, much higher capital gains tax rates. So the hacks at the IRS, you know, the same people who went after the Tea Party groups back in 2010, now they're trying to get taxes raised even more. And Biden wants to give the IRS, this incredibly corrupt federal bureaucracy, as corrupt as the FBI or the CIA, another $80 billion to come after us. Very quickly, Duncan, you're next with Howie Carr. We're running out of time here. Duncan, go ahead.
Howie, in the immortal words of Atros Perot, you're going to hear a second sound if this thing passes. It's a no-brainer for jobs to go from Massachusetts to New Hampshire.
No kidding. That's a good way to put it. There is going to be a giant sucking. It's the same giant sucking sound they already heard in New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, California. It's going to be the same suck sound. And, again, they're going to, and all the people who voted for this, thinking that they're only coming after millionaires. Guess what? They're coming after you. You can count on that 100%. I'm right. Don't call me collect in Florida when you tell me I was right. I'm Howie Carr.